This is Take Care, a health and wellness show produced by WRVO Public Media. Thanks for joining us. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith. When it comes to modern healthcare, many see a system that's far from perfect. A lot of people aren't happy with their health insurance choices or the way we deliver healthcare or make decisions for our collective future. In some places, the healthcare system itself is being adjusted or reimagined altogether.
On-site company health clinics have been around for decades. If you bring the doctor right to the patient, suddenly healthcare becomes a lot more convenient. But some new care plans are taking that a step further.
Say you work for J. Smith Mechanical and your boss decides to contract directly with a healthcare system. You'll go to Loper Hospital for all of your health care from now on, and instead of your boss paying for your insurance premiums, maybe he offers the hospital a lump sum for their services per patient.
Or taking it a little further, maybe your boss at J. Smith Mechanical changes his mind. Instead, he'll pay Livonia Patient Care an agreed-upon amount to treat all of his employees. And Livonia Patient Care can focus only on the employees, is paid monthly by the employer, and cuts insurance out completely.
These different healthcare models are in practice across the country. In some cases, companies hire a healthcare provider to treat their employees, and other times, this relationship works on a fee-per-employee basis, kind of like a gym membership. Our next guest, Carolyn Engelhard, has an explanation.
Direct primary care is a new model, fairly new model, whereby primary care physicians kind of cut themselves off from the medical system with regard to typical ways we reimburse physicians. So if I am your physician, you pay me $50 a month, $100 a month. For that monthly fee, you get a certain number of office visits, maybe some labs, maybe an x-ray if I have an x-ray machine in my office, maybe texts and email communication. I, as your physician, have no overhead other than my rent and electricity and things like that because I have no official relationship with an insurance company, so I don't bill. And primary care physicians like it because typically they reduce their panel size by 2/3. And you can be an employer who might contract with a direct primary care physician or group of physicians in the community, and you send your employees there for primary care. A direct contracting model could be something very different. It might be a health system that operates traditional ways by either billing through a fee-for-service mechanism or maybe even being an HMO, which has a prepayment system. But the difference is it doesn't carve itself out of a traditional health system. It's part of a bigger system that just puts a primary care clinic as part of their larger system at the worksite.
Carolyn Engelhard is director of the Health Policy Program in the Department of Public Health Sciences at the University of Virginia School of Medicine. We spoke to her about the goal of these healthcare models and where they fall short. Thank you for your time today, Carolyn.
You're very welcome.
So for some people, their yearly checkup could be as easy as going downstairs on their lunch break. Some companies are starting to offer in-house clinics that are providing primary and preventive care. Some other companies have contracted directly with a healthcare system or are experimenting with direct primary care. Now, before we get into the particulars, do you see this as the start of a transition from a fee-for-service model more toward a value-based care model?
Well, yes. I mean, these are very loaded terms. I do think that a general movement toward value-based care is coming. It has to come. Study after study after study tells us that there are inherent incentives in our healthcare system that push physicians to do too much, patients to want low-value care, and the price of goods and services makes the United States 2.5 times more expensive than any other industrialized nation, and our outcomes are no better. So yes, this is coming. We've been trying it with the Medicare population, with accountable care organizations. Has not saved a lot of money, has improved some quality, so it needs to be tweaked. It is the future, but how that term, value-based care, manifests in different populations, different cohorts, working age people, retired people. All of those things make a difference. And so, yes, the trend is there, but how it manifests matters.
So these providers, they sort of have to predict how much each patient is going to cost them, right? What do they do if they're wrong?
My guess is they just don't provide as much care.
Yeah, and that kind of approach, while it's still relatively new, do we know of any examples where direct primary care is working well or it's been tried and it hasn't worked?
Yes, I think most of the evidence about how well it's working is anecdotal. I understand the in-the-trench problems that comes with providing primary care medicine. Our reimbursement system today just does not appreciate primary care. And as a result, you get primary care docs that just have to churn patients through, and it's very unsatisfying for both the physicians and the patients. However, I have some real problems with the direct primary care approach for a variety of reasons. The first is that if you reduce the panel size by 2/3, that means that there are lots of patients in your community that you used to serve that you may not be serving anymore, and they've got to find another doctor who probably is already as overworked as you used to be. So it exacerbates the primary care shortage. The second problem I have with it is that by not taking insurance and by not being part of a larger health system, in a way, there's nobody measuring quality outcomes. I mean, we all like to think that every doctor is wonderful, but I can tell you, as someone who has worked and studied health policy for 30 years, that just isn't the case. And there are reasons why large payers like Medicare and large insurance companies and even employer groups now are requiring physicians to meet performance metrics. And so I have a problem with that, and I think it's going backwards in our healthcare system by sort of letting people be cowboys and cowgirls out there. There is evidence from Seattle. There was a huge direct primary care group called Q-Liance. They were the promoters of direct primary care, and in fact, people working with them were the movers and the shakers that got DPC as an acceptable option under the Affordable Care Act, as long as it was combined with a high deductible health plan. And Q-Liance spread very quickly and grew very quickly and actually went under contract with the Medicaid agency to provide primary care for Medicaid recipients so that they would use the emergency room less, they would have better health, and so on. And after, I believe, a year, Medicaid canceled their contract. And the reason they did doesn't necessarily mean Q-Liance was bad or direct primary care was bad in and of itself. But what we know about preventive care in healthcare is that most of the time, people get better on their own, and it takes a very long time for preventive care to pay off. It's going to take a long time to see return on investment.
And as you said, under the direct care model, I mean, it's by definition, it's meant to be preventative. So if an employee is paying this fee for preventative care and they don't have insurance, the question is what does that employee do if there's an emergency or if they need surgery, if they need an ambulance?
That's a great point. And people with direct primary care who believe in it will tell you that they say to their patients, well, look, you know, come to us for primary care and give me $100 a month. I mean, it's like a membership fee. It's like going to Sam's Club. Give me that $100 a month and then please, please buy a catastrophic plan. So if you get cancer or you get hit by a train, you get care. But I believe, I fear, because health literacy is so low in our country, and because people are so price sensitive when they're healthy about what they want to pay for healthcare, I fear that people will think of direct primary care as insurance and then be left kind of high and dry when they need that acute care or when they're diagnosed with something that, you know, they don't anticipate.
Well, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. I hope it was helpful.